This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Our players know the history of our franchise. Our focus really is on this week, on this opponent.
That was Kevin Stefanski earlier.
Yeah.
Do you think current players really know the history of this franchise?
No.
In regards to the move, especially.
I don't even think Denzel, I mean, he may, but that's about it.
Andy? I don't expect them to. And I don't think they need to. As Joe Flacco said, it's hard to believe it's been 30 years since the Baltimore Ravens came into existence. That's hard to believe, Andy.
Rex Unihara might know too. I mean, let's be honest, he might know local
guys would know because they'd heard about it, and they weren't even alive when the team moved.
They don't know,
and nor do they have to know. What they know now is they play for the Cleveland Browns. We have a great fan base. We have a franchise that we're hoping to get going again and start winning football games, and that's it.
I think you should know a little about the company you work for, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
The history of your own company?
I don't know.
I mean, I've known the history of every company that I've ever worked at, and it wasn't because...
It's because you pay attention.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying that they're not expected to pay attention?
No, I'm sure they know what they need to know.
Yeah.
That the Browns... We're here and moved to Baltimore.
Right.
And now the Browns are back. That's about all they need to know. They don't need to know anything about Art Modell. He's not, unfortunately for Art and his family, Art's not alive. I don't know how old he'd be if he were.
Somebody.
But I don't think the current players need to know that stuff. I'd like to sit here and say, you know, Cleveland pride, they need to know we had the team ripped out and blah, 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 which is all true. But
even if this was a team entirely built of guys from Northeast Ohio, I still don't think they would understand it the way...
Well, they're not old enough.
It's the same feeling as, you know, probably what they had in Brooklyn for the Dodgers moving, right? That same kind of... Although ours was a little different, maybe, right? I don't expect these guys to know it. It'd be great if they went out there and said, we won this one for the fans because we knew how much this meant for them and... We get it, blah, 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 after the game. But I get it, and I understand it. And
see, it's still raw for you.
Yeah.
It's still raw for me because we were alive 30 years ago.
Right.
We were both working 30 years ago.
Right.
But
Jeff, I'll never forget.
For younger folks, they don't know, nor do I expect them to.
I'll never forget the game. And I'm sure, did you cover the game, like the first game after we found out the team was going to move to Baltimore?
Andy, I was hosting the Bill Belichick show.
Okay.
At the time the move was announced.
Okay, well this was
my God, did that show just and then the season just went south.
This was the next game at the stadium. And by the way, we had high hopes for that season too, right?
Excuse me, wasn't the Bill Belichick show. It was a Browns post-game show out of the facility in Berea that Bill would be on.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, yeah, we make sure we get all the copyrights.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. So I just remember I was working in Columbus. I came up. First of all, I remember Jay Crawford and I were like, we're no longer calling them, Cleveland were calling them Art's team for the rest of the season. And we did. And like every graphic would say Art's team versus Pittsburgh, Art's team versus whoever they played for the rest of the year. And then I remember going to cover, I think it was a game before they, yeah, the most fantastic thing I think that ever happened there was every one of the businesses that said they didn't want their advertising up in the stadium after Art said he was moving the team.
It cost Art a lot of money.
Yeah, well, too bad.
And it cost him a lot of wins.
Yeah, it did.
The team was pretty solid.
So, but I remember going, this was before they blacked out all of the score, the advertising that was inside the stadium. And I remember going into the locker room after the game and was like, this is weird. This is like really weird. I don't remember, like, was there shoving matches between the media even with like Baltimore and Cleveland? Like it was
Cleveland media?
You know how, like, you know, like, I mean, someone's
Baltimore
trying to get
media was, yeah, I don't believe so. Anything.
Well, I remember walking in there and they were like, I remember hearing somebody saying, well, they're our team now. Make way. Let us take the shot.
You know, one thing that like, people wow, probably man. Don't remember about all that?
Huh?
Remember, Bill was let go as head coach.
Right.
They brought in Ted Marchabrota.
This was in Baltimore.
After the team moved.
Yeah, after the team moved.
But it didn't really move.
So Ted was coming here to Cleveland? Oh, I don't remember any of that. Yeah.
Yeah. The coaching staff of the Baltimore Ravens was working out of the facility in Berea.
They had moved, where were they, in Owens Mills or something like that?
Yeah.
And they didn't even just move right afterwards? They didn't move everything right after the
season?
No,
there was stuff going on here still for the team, you know, from a team standpoint.
Wow.
I the one thing I'll always remember, and I thought it was cool, and we've
Who
had
fires
him
on, Bill Belichick?
We've had him on the show.
This is stupid.
When this Steve is, Everett took off his helmet.
Yeah.
And was wearing a Browns bandana.
In Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I'm sure that cost him money. Thank you, Steve.
Remember, we had him on early on.
Yeah,
we were doing the show. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, so I caught a lot of grief because Keith decided he wanted to post the one thing where I said, this is the Ravens, you know. This is the Ravens. Essentially, it's the Ravens marketing department. Like, I'm not picking...
You know, don't you think, though, don't you think they decided, okay, it's our 30th anniversary, we're going to celebrate at the home opener. Then the schedule comes out and it's the Browns. It's like, okay.
It's an easy fix, though, Jeff. It's really, not that hard of a fix.
Except the time to do that, Andy, is the home opener, if you're that franchise.
Well, they've already had it. They played a preseason game there.
That's not a real game.
Oh, it isn't?
Are
you sure?
Those are called scrimmages.
No, those are not called scrimmages. You better watch your mouth.
In your mind, it is. In my mind,
it is. It's not mine. It's the NFL that tells you they are not scrimmages.
I don't care what the NFL says.
Wow.
They can
Jeff Phelps says he doesn't care what the NFL says. Get that on the record.
We all know what they are. They're scrimmages. That's okay. Hey, that's okay. We know what they are. They play them. Okay? They look at players. They make some money.
Jeff, the NFL will tell you straight to your face they're not scrimmages.
Okay, let's get back to the point.
Let's
not worry about the wording.
So why not wait till game two? They're playing Detroit game
two. You don't have to worry.
Why not have a celebration for the opening of the season did this past weekend?
If you were them and you already planned it for the home opener,
because
which I'm sure they did.
I was them.
They
odds
weren't
are
wait
that
till
I
week
understand.
Six if they played the Browns at home in week six. So let's do it against the Browns. I'm sure, I don't know this for a fact, I'm sure that they planned it for the home opener. The schedule came out. It's like, oh boy. Well, it's on the home opener. Let's go.
Yeah, that's not what I would have thought. I would have had half a clue and said, as a Baltimore football fan, I remember what it felt like when those Mayflower trucks took our team over to Indianapolis. We can wait till week two to do the celebration. That's exactly what I would have said.
Yeah, well,
I respect the game. I respect the fans. And I can wait until week two to do this because we understood what those fans in Cleveland understood. Because we get it, Baltimore. We understood it. And I know we've had a team for 30 years here. I get it. Right? Whatever, blah, blah. I got it, right? Or not 30. Obviously, it's not 30 years. The Ravens have had it for 30. We've had it for, 26 years. So they could have waited till week two. That's all I'm saying. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen. And maybe it'll motivate our guys, whether it does or not. It doesn't make a difference. We're all sitting here in Cleveland. They're in Baltimore. Their fans can say whatever they want on social media. Thank you. I picked up a ton of followers, too. Thank you, Ravens fans. You're the best. Thank you.
No money in that, though.
Well, you never know.
No money in that.
You never know.
I do think Flacco's right, though.
And by the way, every other show hopped on board with what I was saying.
It's hard to believe. Oh, that's great. It's hard to believe.
Oh, you're belittling our coworkers now. No, that's, I see where
I'm
you
glad,
are.
I'm glad they liked your rant.
Okay.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, that it's been 30 years. Yeah.
That the Ravens have been in existence for 30 years. It really is.
How long has Art been gone?
That's hard to, I don't know. It's hard to believe it's,
well, he's been gone from Cleveland for at least 30 years. So.
Gee, well played.
I'm just saying. He never was able to come back.
No, he wasn't.
But he knew what he was doing when he moved the team. I love like the rewriting of history. If you look through some of these social media things, like you wouldn't build him a new stadium in Cleveland. I'm like, are you serious? That's where you're going with this? That's where you're going. You wouldn't build him a new stadium. Baltimore fans, like, don't get in our business on that. You have no idea. None. Zero. You just don't. You don't get it. And I wish I could, because I had tons of compassion for you when you lost your team to Indianapolis. I didn't think that was right. Not at all. I get mad every time. I'm still mad. I'm upset for Seattle for losing their basketball team. I felt bad forever for Baltimore because, you know, they end up losing their team to Indianapolis. I get it. But it happens all the time. Go back and look at the history stuff. So I get it. I understand it. I think it's in poor taste. You said yesterday you thought it was tacky. I agree with that. It is, and that's the end of the story. Go ahead. Have your celebration. It'd be great if the Browns could spoil the party. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. I'm sure it was not their plan to look for specifically when the Browns home game was. Jeff, the whole thing just...
Are you really trying to tell me that no one there said, hey, we're doing our 30th... Now, even if it was a joke, even if it's like, oh, no, this is weird how this worked out.
You can be sure, Andy, but truly the time...
They know their own history, don't they?
The time for them to do that is the home opener.
Okay, you can sit on that as long as you want to.
I do think that.
That's what you the think, fact and that's that fine. I don't think so.
And
I think
being the Browns is unfortunate.
They could have waited till week 2. That's all.
They could have waited till week, 17.
By the way, Steeler fan, not real happy that they want to celebrate their anniversary. They against the Steelers for their Super Bowl victory. Man, you want to talk about Cleveland and Pittsburgh being together? We're together on this one. Let's just say there's sports karma there. It'll come back to haunt them at some point. That's all. What goes around comes around.
You know what I want to see?
You want to see a win, Jeff.
I want to see the Browns become the main rival of either the Ravens or the Steelers. Even the Bengals. Why? What does that mean? It means the Browns are winning football games. Right now, the Steelers' big rival is the Baltimore Ravens. It's not us. Not the Browns.
We're nobody's rival right now.
Well, exactly. And that's why that needs to change. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. You heard Daryl during the press conferences. Daryl's going to take a break from press conferences to join us shortly, momentarily, next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, everybody, it's
Daryl! It's our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's been part of a big day out in Berea. Kevin Stefanski speaking, and then Joe Flacco talking about his return to Baltimore for the first time. Hello, D.
Daryl.
Errol, you with us?
There we go. I was going to say, you guys disappeared on me there for a bit.
Sorry about that, pal.
That's all right.
Before we get into anything else, no, Quinshon Judkins is not here. He's not at practice. Where might he be? He's not at practice. Okay, reports out there that he's in New York meeting with the commissioner. Do you think he'll be on the football field Sunday in Baltimore?
Hard to say. I mean, Kevin Stefanski did say that Quinshon is in good shape and you know did what he needed to do when he was away from the team. He also said, though, they didn't have a lot of contact with him when he was away from the team. So they'll put him on the field tomorrow. They'll take a look at him, put him on the field again on Friday, and they'll have to make a determination. Look, I don't expect that even if he does play, Jeff, that he's going to have a rather expansive role in the game. I think it'll be limited because it's common sense. You're just not going to put a guy who had two practices, you're not going to put him out there for, 30, 40 snaps. So if he does play Sunday against the Ravens, I think that Stefanski and the Browns will pick and choose their spots.
If he doesn't play, Daryl, is it because the Browns just think, all right, let's give him another week, or do you think the NFL is going to say something here?
No, I don't think the NFL is going to say anything. I think that the conversations being had with him today in New York is just all about their continued fact-finding process related to the investigation. I don't believe that the league will be quick to, come down with any type of a decision, 24 to 48 hours after that, because you'd have to think that the league then will take whatever testimony he gives today and, cross-check that information with the information that they have already gathered or to go about getting additional information to, verify that Judkins was truthful with them, right? So, and that takes time. So I, the fact that he's talking to the league office today, I don't anticipate any type of a decision coming from the NFL this week about whether or not he will be allowed to play football.
So then what running back, assess the running backs from what we saw from game one and then tell me how they can get better in game two between Sampson, Ford, and Sanders, though.
Well, I think Sampson gave you the most out of that running back room, right? Mm-hmm. Not just with carries on the ground. He had the highest average between him and Ford. He averaged a whole 1.1 yards more than Ford did at 2.4 per carry. But where Sampson really contributed, it was in the passing game. He had 7 or 8 catches for around 65 yards. And that essentially was the Browns running game. Like, let's be honest about it. They used the short passing game coming out of the backfield as their way to generate yardage with, or I should say, from the running back position. So now I don't know how much they're going to get away with that with the Baltimore Ravens and whatnot. But, Sampson certainly showed you something Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Were you surprised, Daryl, that the game plan combined with what the Bengals gave the Browns the other day kept them from throwing deep, which is one of Joe Flacco's strengths? Is that something the Browns need to actively try to do, or are they okay a little shorter, a little more intermediate stuff, kind of accentuate the running game and even, like the extended handoff on a short pass type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Browns had, I define explosive plays as plus 20 yards, okay? The Browns only had 3 of those in that game. The Baltimore Ravens against the Buffalo Bills had 8 plays of 20 or more yards in that game that they also ended up losing. They're up at Buffalo Sunday night. They have to find a way to create those explosive offensively. They're just, whether that's catch and run, whether that's letting Joe Flacco rip the ball down the field. But, let's also look at the receiver room. They don't have a lot of guys that are going to, be burners and take the top off of defenses either. Let's understand that. But I do feel like there are ways you can scheme, those 15-yard passes that turn into a 25, 35-yard catch and run, right? And I think that that's going to be the challenge, not only for this week, Jeff, but just, you know, going forward in this season, right? Just trying to draw some things because, you don't have to throw it, 35, 45 yards down the field in the air to get those explosives. So I anticipate that Kevin Stefanski is going to try to scheme some ways to get those explosive plays without the, you know, traditional bombs down the field. But it would be good for them to throw a couple of those just to keep defenses honest, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing about the Ravens is they just do it so beautifully. They balance all of that with perfection. And granted, they have a quarterback that can do it and is also, you know, a legend with his legs. But Joe Flacco can still throw the football. So, you know, let's not discount that. But it's just a matter of can Brown's receivers get themselves open down the field and give Joe Flacco something to throw deep to.
What are you going to see out of the Browns defense in this week, this game? Because if you're Baltimore, what did you learn in week one that you could expose in week two?
Well, I think Carson Schlesinger, and I have said this before, when they drafted him, I kind of felt like he was the JOK replacement.
Right.
And I think Schlesinger is showing you that he can handle that role just fine. He is very good moving side to side. And as we know, if you're going to have any success defensively against Lamar Jackson, it's hemming him inside the tackles. Do not allow him to get outside and keep his eyes down the field to where he can hit you with his arm deep or tuck it and run it. That said, though, the problem with Lamar is he can kill you from the pocket as well. So pick your poison. And that's where your improved pass rush definitely comes into play as well, and the ability to not only hem him in, but collapse that pocket. And that's obviously going to be very, very important. And then and then the secondary, right? You got to stick to these Ravens receivers and like glue. I mean, you cannot allow, you know, Flowers to go for nearly 150 yards in a game. He's, you know, top target for them in that loss to the Bills. I think he had like 7 or 8 catches, and he was close to 150 yards in that one, right? Mm-hmm. But they got to make sure that they are sticking to those Ravens receivers and not giving Lamar Jackson big windows to fit the football into.
Daryl Ryder joining us. The receivers, I thought, Daryl, ready? If you don't drop a couple of passes, you were okay. What do you think of Cedric Tillman being back out on the field and his chemistry with Joe Flacco?
Look, and if Andre Schmidt makes a couple of kicks, right? I mean, that's just the way she goes. But the reality is there were drops on Sunday. Two of them resulted in interceptions and turnovers. The kicks were missed. But, Tillman caught, I want to say, 5 passes. He averaged around 10 yards per catch, which is a good average there. He was one of 3 receivers for the Browns, pass catchers, I should say, for the Browns on Sunday to average more than 10 yards per reception. Jerry Jeudy and David Njoku also were in the play. And that's where you want to be, guys, in the passing game. You certainly don't want to be averaging in the single digits on receptions, because that means you're really not moving the ball, down the field. So in that regard, that was a positive for the Browns.
Daryl, we listened to Kevin Stefanski. He sounded a little antsy today. Is that true? False? What'd you think?
It was a typical Kevin Stefanski Wednesday press conference where he tried to tell us as little as humanly possible. And look, I'm not criticizing. He's been here for 6 years. This is what he does. Okay. He does not like to show any type of a personality in press conferences. He does not like to tip his hand in press conferences. He got asked the question about the what was it, the last play of the game? And, you know, was that supposed to be a lateral or something like that? I said, yeah, I'm not talking about that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, so, because he doesn't want to, you know, don't want to give anything away. And,
right.
And that is his, you know, that is his goal. He never wants to make headlines. And you know what? I think there's something to be, well, it might be frustrating for you guys or, you know, like for me, right? Because we make livings on sound bites and quotes. But like from Kevin's standpoint, he's just doing his job.
Right.
He never wants it to be about him, and he never wants to make a headline. So and honestly, I respect that. I really do. Like I said, I mean it's not great for the quote machine, but you know, when it comes to him and doing his job and presenting the way he wants to present, he's expert level at answering questions without revealing more than he really wants to reveal.
Daryl, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.